Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 233, part two of our Game of the Year awards evening. Deliberations.
We traveled into the future. Yeah, it's a week ahead.
We are way in the future. It is now January 2nd.
We're still drunk.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Cheers to that.
No, Hefe's very drunk in this future.
Yeah.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Oh, God. I'm terrified.
At this point, you all know who we are. It is, I'm Chris, Tony is here, Fozzie is here, Jeff is here, and Don are here. Don are here. Don is here.
We've all been drinking for hours now.
We are going to reveal our top 10 personal games of the year, and then we are going to come up with a top 10 for the Perfectly Sane Show and for the Critically Sane website. Who wants to kick it off with number 10?
I'll do it.
Alright.
Okay. My number top 10 is this War of Mine. I don't know if anyone else has played it. It's a PC game. I think it's around $20, maybe $15, $20. It's really good, though. What you do is you're pretty much survivors in this city, which is getting sieged right now or bombarded by rockets. And you have to go into a house every night, and you have to go to these houses and steal supplies and everything so that you can eat the next day and everything like that. But some houses might have intruders there, and you have to bring... You don't necessarily get a gun from the get-go. You have to construct one, or you have to get a knife. So it's pretty cool because it really adds this kind of like this sense of just, you know, your guy can die at any time. And you don't want people to die, especially ones that, for example, are fast runners or are really good cooks. They really help out as far as conserving materials that you get. So it's really neat. Just kind of snuck up on me, but I haven't played too much of it, so that's why it's so low. But if only I had Corey here, he would vouch for it.
He would have vouched for it. Yes, that is true.
But yeah, have any of you guys played it or just me?
No.
I have a copy. At some point, when I finally get time. And our review is going up shortly. Tony found it, so
nice.
Corey wrote the review for that one. Don, what do you got as your number 10?
Where did it go? This is purely speculation. Pokemon Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. So, I really enjoyed Pokemon XY. I didn't actually finish it, but that being said, I liked Pokemon Ruby quite a bit. It was the second to last really good Pokemon game, in my opinion, Diamond being my favorite. And even though I could probably do without the 3D remake part, like some of the other parts that they're adding in, like the Street Pass bases, like Street Pass in general is freaking awesome on the 3DS. It's a big addiction of mine, but you know, that kind of part's pretty neat. But and seeing all my old favorites, so
all right. My number is Dragon Age Inquisition. This Dragon Age really good. It's open world. We'll probably talk about it more later. I'm sure. I played nine other games that I don't know about. So Dragon Age is kind of I think it's better than the other game I played. So that makes this list.
Tony.
Wow, I'm getting this weird feedback from you.
Oh, okay.
You sound like a monster.
I was tripping out so hard.
I didn't want to say anything, but
do I sound better now?
You sound fine now.
Oh, you sound
What did you do?
I unplugged it and plugged it back in.
So scared. So scared.
All right. My number 10 was the Tony Game of the Year, Europa Universalis 4, Conquest of Paradise. Great expansion. Really changes up the formula with some newest stuff, like a historic-based game that really randomizes things so you get an authentic exploration experience. A lot of fun. Fantastic. Best expansion of the year. I'm all over it.
Okay.
There you go.
Jeff?
Hefe.
My number 10 was Little Big Planet 3.
Oh, boy.
I think it was fun to play with my girlfriend, whatever, but, I think they added some cool things to it, like other characters you could play as who actually control way better than Sackboy. Sackboy. I forgot the name of one character, but he could, like, wall jump and shit, and, like, you know, like, the physics felt way better on all these new characters that they introduced, so that was cool. And, I don't know, it was... Yeah, that's my number 10. I'll keep it short and simple.
All right. Fozzie, you're number 9.
Fozzie has died.
Sorry. I have not. My number 9 was Mario Kart 8. Really good racing game. I played with some friends quite a while during the summertime when it came out, and it's Mario Kart, but Mario Kart 64 is still my favorite in my heart, but 8 is probably the second best Mario Kart that I've ever played, so that's why I picked it.
Yeah.
Don?
I don't even know if I'm going to pronounce this right, but Luftrausers?
Luftrausers? I'm not sure. Say whatever you want to say, Don.
Okay, Luftrausers. That game was like a old school. It's like Asteroids almost, but not quite. God, am I the only one here that's played that game?
I think so.
Yes.
Man, that was a perfect Vita game too. It was just this real.
I've seen
hardcore,
a quick clip of it.
Yeah, it's just real hardcore shmup. I guess is the correct term, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, you have this open space, you're flying around, shooting things, you can tweak the way your airplane moves and shoots, and I don't know, man, that game was just really, really good, and perfect Vita game.
Cool. My number 9 was Monument Valley on iOS. It's like this weird mix of, like, Fez and Journey. Like the Journey art style with the kind of the Fez perspective puzzles. It's not quite as deep as Fez, and it's definitely set into like very individual puzzle levels. So like you finish the puzzle, you move on to the next chapter. But it's such a super enjoyable game. The expansion's fantastic, and I think if you have like an iOS, iPad, or I think you might be able to play it on your phone too. You should give it a shot. So. Tony?
For number 9, I have.
Oh boy.
NBA 2K15.
Oh.
Why is that? It's a fantastic game. It's a lot of fun. I'm playing it right now, in fact. It's a nice
expansion. Is your face on your guy's head, or is it...
So, were you on the episode where I explained this? It was,
yes.
I tried to do my face scan. It didn't work.
I know.
I look pretty awful, but face scans aside, it's a fantastic basketball game. They've done some really cool stuff with adding like RPG elements to the My Player mode, which really makes it feel like it's... Okay. Like you're an actual player in the league. It's a really great experience.
I don't feel that, bro.
So I highly recommend it. It's not the best sports game that came out this year, but it's definitely a fantastic game.
All right. Jeff, what is your number 9? Jesus.
My number 9 is The Walking Dead Season 2.
Okay.
What?
What?
Nothing.
What do you say?
That is a perfectly justifiable answer. Do you have any? You know what, Fozzie? What's your number 8?
You got it. Number 8 for me is Mount Your Friends.
I thought that was number 1.
I don't think you guys understand the greatness of this game. It's okay, like when people hear that it's similar to Quap, they get instantly turned off. I hated Quap. It was a stupid game. But it does have Quap-esque controls, but I feel like with this one you're kind of in more control of your actual player. And it is just a fantastic game to play on the couch, plain and simple. You would not, you cannot not have fun with this game. You will always have fun with it, because it doesn't matter if you're a beginner or a pro.
Okay. You always have fun mounting your friends, right? I mean, is that the bottom line?
I think that's what he's going for.
Yeah, okay.
I love it.
Just get it.
All right. Don?
Dragon Age Inquisition. I don't know. We've talked about it a little bit already, but, you know, this is probably the first time that I've enjoyed just randomly exploring a world since Skyrim. So, yeah. I thought I was going to have to wait for that moment to happen until the next Fallout game, but I'm glad that Dragon Age stepped in there. And, you know, I didn't like the last couple of Dragon Ages that much. I thought they were okay. But I think this one really... It's fun to explore.
There we go.
That's a good game.
My number 8 is Sunset Overdrive. I really like the kind of the visual design of it and the fun gameplay. I know Don did not enjoy it, but I enjoyed the over the top, the kind of absurdity of it, and I really got into the ridiculous story towards the end. It was a lot of fun. And I like that you can kind of like create your character and it's your character story and go from there. So, Tony,
I got Sherlock Holmes: Crimes and Punishments.
Wow, oh. Nice.
That game was a lot of fun. I saw a Sherlock Holmes game was coming. None of the other Sherlock Holmes games have been particularly good, but this one was really well done. It really like threw you into the middle of what it was like to be Sherlock Holmes and added some elements where you got to like solve the crimes yourself, which were really cool. Definitely a game you should try.
All right, Jeff.
Mine is also Sunset Overdrive. Same reason as you said. I didn't play it as much as you, but like I think it deserves to be there just because it was different. It was very fun too.
Okay, Fozzie, what's your number 7?
Smash Bros.
Yeah.
What is there to say? I mean, if you've played it once, you've pretty much played most of them. But I feel that with just the roster of characters and it's good old fashioned fun, and you can't not have this as one of the, like the best games whenever it comes out. So for me, I put it at number 7.
Okay, Don.
Ollie. This is probably another one.
Oxenfree.
What, is a Vita top 10? What's going on here?
No. but Ollie was fun, man. Like, am I the only one here that's played that too?
I think so.
I've seen gameplay of it.
Yeah. Like, it's super simple, but super complex at the same time. You know, I haven't had fun with the skateboarding game since... Tony Hawk.
Hey, guess what? 3? Next year, man. Next year.
Next year, what?
New Tony Hawk.
No, that, no.
That's true. Like,
well, and like a real Tony Hawk too. So
yeah, it's coming. Get excited. No. It's gonna be good.
No, it won't.
Come on.
I just the bottom it, of it, my beer snapped.
Like, oh man, they're reinventing the wheel with this. Don't reinvent the wheel.
Go back to basics.
Always basic. It's perfect. Perfect. Which is why it's my number 7.
All right.
Does it play more like Skate, or does it play more like a Tony Hawk game?
It plays more like an Ollie game.
It's
strictly grinding, man. It's pretty much no, not strictly, but
it's 2D, right?
It is 2D. It in the later levels.
I mean, is it like forgiving with like? Right. Okay.
No, it's really hardcore. Like if you were playing a a skateboarding game in an arcade.
Okay, I got
like
you.
An old school arcade, not like a new arcade.
Like Skate or Die.
Yes.
Or 720.
Only way better.
Okay.
Fair enough.
My number 7 is a Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I know I'm not getting any support for this, so I'm just going to leave it at that. I think.
See ya.
I'm surprised it's so close to the bottom.
I am too. Now, see, the thing is that I'm not trying to change the subject, but I'm looking at the power rankings here for December, and I'm noticing that I'm pretty much the only one that's. Well, Tony's kind of close to his, but everyone else is drastically different so far.
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm drastically different.
Yeah, mine's different.
Yeah.
Mine's very similar.
Jeff's right. It is short. And I think the way they deliver it in these, like, episodic structures, so it's a it's set up over, like, 3 episodes. I think they probably could have released each of those for, like, $10 a piece over the course of, like, 3 months or whatever, and it would have been perfectly acceptable. You get them all at once, though. I didn't have any issues with...
Like the Nintendo fans, like, getting their content broken up like that?
Yeah, I don't know. That could be... And it might just be, the way Nintendo deals with things, like, that they don't necessarily... Like, they'll embrace that in 3 years. Like, they'll finally come up with a reason to do it that way. I don't know. I really loved it. Like, the way that the game was designed and had a ton of fun with it. I know Jeff had a problem with needing to get gems and going back. I never had to go back and play any of those.
So,
but I didn't. I ended up with like 180 some gems at the end of the game. You need 155 to open up the last level. So.
See ya.
I thought it was really fun, and the boss battles are really cool because Toad is kind of useless. He can't he can't run. Like you're trying to figure out the level and where to hide and how to access the different aspects of the level to get around it. But yeah, I that's it. Captain Toad, number 7. So, Tony.
My number 7, I'm sure you're all surprised to hear this game is on the list. Madden NFL 15.
What?
The best Madden in a long, 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 long time.
All right.
So, if you want more Madden, here it is. And it's good.
Oh.
Jeff.
Hefe.
Mine is Alien Isolation. For like the pure fan service of it, the attention to detail, and the fact that it was like a basically a AAA fucking what was that scary game from last year? Outlast.
Yeah.
It was like basically that's what it was, but it was fucking for people who loved Aliens, so it was generally pretty good. It was a little long, there's some issues, but I pretty much loved it.
Okay. Fozzie, what's your number 6?
Numero 6, SACE, if you will. Advanced Warfare. Call of Duty. It was pretty surprising. It was a little bit higher on my list beforehand, but now it's kind of dropped down. But still, it's just a really solid game. The single player is actually pretty decent in this one. There's some great voice acting. Probably my favorite since the original Modern Warfare. Maybe 2's up there too, but yeah, really good.
Okay. Don?
So whenever I say this next one, before everyone kills me and like cuts me from the conversation, Titanfall.
Shut up, John.
I know. I love Titanfall. It convinced me to buy an Xbox. However, I generally only play one first-person shooter at a time. Like, you know, every year I kind of pick one to stick with for a while, and Destiny came out, and that's kind of my... I mean...
Oh, God.
I know.
You're digging apples.
I know. I'm just. I know.
He'll be digging.
Right. Well, we will be talking more Titanfall shortly.
Yeah. Sure. So. Absolutely, and it's a fantastic game. Like it absolutely deserves a place in the top 10 of this year, and it should be high on the list overall. But anyway,
my number 6 is Forza Horizon 2. It's a really good Forza game. really good racing game at that. It's slowly, like, as I play less of it, and an expansion did just come out, so I might pick that up and jump back in. But as I play less of it, slowly dropping down on my list. But it's still really, like, just a really well-made open-world racer. Tony?
Let's see what we got here. My computer went dark. No! No computer, no!
All right.
Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Hey!
Very
nice.
I mean, the best Call of Duty in years. It's hard to knock it too much. I think there were better shooters this year, but I had a lot of fun with this Call of Duty. The single player is great. Co-op was fun. Multiplayer was also fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff?
My number six was Super Smash Bros. Wii U. I think it was, like, the best version of Smash Bros., so... Boom.
Okay. Don't need much more explanation than that.
No.
Fozzie, what's your number five?
Number five, for me, is Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls. I've been pretty vocal as far as my hatred towards the original Diablo 3, but, like, really, they just, you know, with the new loot, taking out the auction houses, just a couple other things, it just felt good. Like, it felt like the Diablo 2 Diablo 2 is my favorite game of all time by far. It's not even close. So, for them to even kind of get close to that, is impressive, and I think they kind of realize they kind of fucked up. So I think that this expansion is just kind of the complete package. If you haven't played it yet and you like any sort of loots, dungeon crawlers, pick that up right now.
Don, what do you got at five?
Number five, Forza Horizon 2. Huh. It's a great game. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah.
Man, I mean... That loot wheel you mentioned last week was pretty neat little implementation of that sort of aspect into a racing game, and the general overall racing in general was, you know, Forza quality, so a little more arcadey, but that's to be expected from the Horizon series. So great game.
It's not a full on sim racer like Gran Turismo or Forza Motorsport, so
right.
Yeah, my number five is South Park: The Stick of Truth.
Nice.
Now sticky.
Yeah, it is sticky. with buns. it's just just an all out great, like, South Park experience. It's really funny. It's over the top and outlandish and offensive and. In all the ways that South Park should be, so I really loved it, and it was a game played early in the year, and it stuck with me all through the year. So
it kind of played like a Mario,
Paper Mario game. Yes,
it's like you can tell, like,
seven stars.
Mario RPG.
Yeah, Mario RPG, Paper Mario. Yeah, very, very simplistic combat, but it worked. It was lots of rock paper scissors, but. Really well done, and even the combat looked like the show, like as you would expect the show to look.
Yep.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tony, what do you got at five?
At five, I have Middle Earth: Shadow of Mordor. This game took me completely by surprise. I did not expect it to be very good, you know, given that it's a studio working on a licensed title that doesn't really do this kind of game. It just very, very out of nowhere title, and clearly the best Assassin's Creed game that came out this year.
Yeah, it was.
Shots fired.
Yes.
Boom.
Jeff, what do you got?
At five?
Mm-hmm.
Advanced mm-hmm. Warfare.
Oh. All right.
I don't know. It was a good Call of Duty game, which, like, that I've not experienced that in a long time, so.
All right. Fozzie, you got it four.
Fozzie?
Fozzie died.
Hello?
What does Fozzie have it for? I think Fozzie has Quiz Up at 4.
Quiz Up.
Quiz Up.
Did he play Quiz Up?
No, it's not at 4. Is it?
I'm just going to make something up. Europa Universalis.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, Destiny was number 4.
All right, we'll come back to... there he is. Fozzie, what's your number 4?
Hello. So just before I keep going... These are all really close. Like, the other ones have... what? I was just saying that... okay, so... Four is Dragon Age.
All right,
got it.
Damn it. Sold. Okay, can you hear me, or is it okay?
You're kind of bouncing in and out.
You're in and out.
But we got what your number 4
was.
That's
what she said.
Okay, good.
That's what we needed. Don,
what do you need? Super Smash Brothers for 3DS.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't have a Wii U, and originally I remember I was on this podcast sometime earlier in the year, whenever the demo came out. And I was a little disappointed in the controls because they were weird to me. Well, in the full game, you can change the controls. So I made it fit my needs, which made it fantastic. So I'm looking forward to... I can't say anything because I think my kids may still be up. But anyway.
playing with them?
Yes, that.
Got you.
So come soon.
All right. My number 4 is Call of Duty.
Nice.
I mean, for a lot of the same reasons you guys have already mentioned. So, Tony?
My number 4 is Divinity Original Sin.
No.
I thought this game was fantastic. whatever, Jeff. A reinvigorated isometric RPG genre. Until a certain other game came out later this year that I'll talk about later. Awesome game. Everybody should play it. It's hilarious. It's very, very funny.
It's funny?
It has a good sense of humor.
Oh, okay. It doesn't look funny from the pictures, but...
No, but you walk around, like, read the tombstones. You're going to laugh your ass off.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Fair enough.
Jeff, what do you got it for?
For Mario Kart 8. Because it's Mario Kart 8.
That it is.
You're Mario Kart 8.
Fozzie, what do you got at 3? Fozzie?
No, Fozzie,
you need to come back. Fozzie, no. Fozzie, fix your internet.
Alright, so, Dragon Age was his last one. What might be next?
Destiny.
Oh, hello.
There he is, alright. What is your number 3, Fozzie?
Shadow of Mordor.
Ah.
Yeah. Right. I'm scared that it's going to just go and keep cutting me off, so I'm just going to keep it short and simple until I get a steady connection.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Don, what's your number 3?
Number 3, South Park, The Stick of Truth. Chris hit pretty much everything on the head. Fantastic game. If you're a South Park fan, like you can't not play that game. It's the perfect homage to South Park.
It's really good.
And it plays great, too. So.
Yeah, that it does. Jumping up from my power rankings for December was Mario Kart 8.
What?
Why did you jump?
Okay, let's
start. I started playing more of it again. Like it's one of those things. Like if I remember being really good, and then like you go back to it, it's like fuck, it's awesome. Like, so yeah, I went back, started playing a little bit more of it, and.
Swapped places with Captain Toad.
Yeah, pretty much. Tony, what do you got?
I got Valiant Hearts.
Nice.
I gotta say, I started playing this game, and then I regretted some of the purchasing decisions I'd made earlier this year. Because I waited for like 6 months for this game to go half price. I'm like, I don't really want to pay $15 for it. And I feel bad for all those $60 games that I paid $60 for at launch. And I only paid $7.50 for this, and this is better than all of them.
I've been sitting there looking at your power rankings, and I'm like, maybe Pokemon really jumped up there.
No, it was this one.
Okay.
Jeff, what do you got?
Number three?
Yep.
Bayonetta 2. Not usually my type of game, but, like, it was super polished. It's really fun, really short, like, crazy levels. And lots to do after you beat it. I don't know. Like, I think the little things like the bullet time, the Umbreon climax, like little things like that, like to me, added to the combat. So,
all right, Fozzie, what is your number two?
This might come as a surprise for you, gentlemen, but my number two is Titanfall.
What?
Looks like, yeah. There's another game that has overcome Titanfall, but for me,
is there another gun where you shoot people with bullets?
Problems.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's a game where you kill dragons.
Oh.
That's not true at all.
He's already,
said dragons. Anyway,
I'm paying attention.
I'm on my number two. My number two is Titanfall.
We'll talk about it. All right.
And it is the best multiplayer game I've played this year. It's just incredible. It's an incredible game, and I feel like it's been overshadowed. I think people are not giving enough credit for just so many games after it, and it's only been a year, like pretty much like March, but like that is now, it's kind of like the quintessential first person shooter. Fast pace, the double jump, everything about it, it's just, you know, it just feels ahead of it, of its time. So for me, Titanfall, that's where it's at.
It definitely kind of signaled a sea change in the first person shooter space. Like,
exactly.
I mean, even like Destiny plays a lot like Halo, but it plays faster than Halo, and Call of Duty definitely fast. Like, Call of Duty's always been fast, now it plays even faster. Like, speed has definitely become the mark of first person shooters now.
And jetpacks.
All three of those games have jetpacks. Yes.
I do.
But, you know, the jetpacks in Call of Duty kind of suck compared to the ones in Titanfall. Come on.
That's true. That's very true.
Yes.
Okay.
Although
they
make more sense.
When you get the hang of them, they're pretty cool. Yeah, it's like these short spurts, and it's actually pretty awesome when you get the hang of it.
They are cool, but Titanfalls are way cooler.
Titanfalls give you way more
control.
Yeah,
they make it feel a lot fluid.
Call of Duties feel like they actually feel like you have a jetpack on you. It's like, this is a little unpredictable. What the fuck am I going? And actually, I love the jetpack in Call of Duty because it shows on the map when people use it. Yeah, like if you use your jetpack and jump, you will show up as a dot on a map. It shows up on your radar. So there is strategy to staying low on the ground and not using the exosuit. Anyway,
that's
Don.
True in Titanfall too, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Weird.
Like if you have your cloak on and you hop or you use jet black, people can see you and they can't see you if you're on the ground.
Huh. All right. Don, what is your number two?
Reaper of Souls, Diablo 3. You know, aside from the fact that me and my wife have picked this up as our kind of game, like it's one of the games that. Every year there's a game that we kind of play together. Usually it's a Borderlands game. But this year we ended up getting sucked into Diablo. But the additions that Reaper of Souls added, because I played Diablo 3 the year before a lot and enjoyed it. I loved it. Great game. But the additions that Reaper of Souls added actually were just phenomenal. You know, the adventure mode is fun. Like, we've spent the last probably 3 hours, maybe even 4 hours that we've been playing together. I've been just running through bounties in adventure mode. The new character's cool. The new chapter was cool. I mean, Reaper of Souls was a great addition, and it coming to next-gen consoles was also awesome. It looks good, too. Looks great.
All right. That is also my number two. So, Tony, what do you have as your number two?
My number two is Dragon Age Inquisition.
All right.
I was worried about this game. I thought I had lost all faith in EA. My faith is restored.
Boom.
this game is fantastic.
Yeah.
In every possible way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, it's attractive. It's fun to play. The strategy levels are there. Like, it's everything you could hope for in a game like this. Absolutely everything.
Yep.
The core quest isn't particularly engaging, but that's a minor flaw. And what else?
Well, neither was Skyrim. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
I mean,
yeah, true.
I think Skyrim's was a little bit better.
No, I didn't care.
I don't know. I don't like even want to be honest with you, but
oh no, they're both bad. I actually was like at least encouraged to continue on in Skyrim's. I haven't touched any of the story content since they stopped forcing me to in Dragon Age.
I think in Skyrim I played the very first, like getting out the dragon, and then the very first village, you talk to somebody and started some little quest. That was it. That was all I did. I didn't go visit the mage place or any of that crap for like literally 30 hours.
So basically, you played Skyrim while I'm playing Dragon Age.
Yeah. And I've played Dragon Age like kind of split 50-50. Like I'll spend 3 or 4 hours, like one whole big sitting, like playing. Roaming around, doing little stupid crap, and then I'll spend an hour or so playing the story. But you know, I don't know. It's a little more split for me than Skyrim was.
All right. Well, the thing about it is, like you go to do certain things, and it'll be like you're not leveled up enough for it. Like if you were just wanting to blast through a story, you can't really do that. And for me, at least in my experience in Dragon Age, like you have to go do side stuff so you're leveled up enough to fight. You know,
right. And it kind of makes sense the way they have this story built. Like, you need to get the Inquisition
clout
from its victory.
Yeah, like, you're kind of like, yeah, trying to build up allies and this and that. Like, I get that, but, like...
I do worry that me going and doing all the side stuff, like, which I normally don't do, but I do worry about me going and doing all the side stuff and then being over-leveled for when I actually kind of have to return to the story. I wonder if that'll...
You Dude, won't.
It takes so long to level up. It takes so long to level up, man.
It does.
It does. I got 30 missions, and I'm like, wow, I'm still the same level.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, that's a general... That's kind of that type of RPG, though. Like, you didn't level up in Baldur's Gate, like, at the drop of a hat, so... I'm just worried that, like, I'm going to do all this and then go, and, like, the actual story stuff is going to be too easy, but... We'll see. I'm not there yet. Jeff, what do you got at 2?
Wolfenstein, The New Order.
Oh. At 2? Oh, I'm...
Yeah.
Oh.
It was at number 1 for most of the year. I would be happy with it being at number 1, honestly. I think it was a really fucking great single-player first-person shooter. In the same vein as, like, Bioshock or something like that, but...
Since July, to be exact.
Huh?
Said since July, to be exact.
Is that when it came out? Is
number 1 in the list.
That was when you, I think you played it.
Okay.
Came out in May, so.
I don't know, it's really, it's like a fun, long, single-player shooter that plays like an old-school shooter where you have to like, go get health packs and whatever, you know, to survive. But the story was also really fun and goofy, and the production values were really good. I don't know. If you guys played through the whole thing, you would be on my side about this. But Wolfenstein is definitely...
No, I wouldn't.
It wouldn't.
No, I'm pretty positive I wouldn't.
I've heard Chris talk about it. I've heard Don talk about it. Sorry. It's not...
All
right. No nostalgia goggles for me.
I didn't have issues. You do. I didn't have issues with the story. I didn't enjoy the gameplay. Like
the gameplay
the shooting was kind of like really dull, but
just bad.
It's like The Last of Us last year. Like this is where you are now, Jeff.
Well, The Last of Us had legitimately bad mechanics. The Wolfenstein has
just dull.
Wolfenstein's mechanics are just dull.
Yeah. That's a perfect word for it.
No, the Last of Us had bad mechanics.
There's no kick to the Wolfenstein.
See ya.
I mean, it's pure bread cups.
What?
Fozzie, Fozzie, what is your number one?
All right, this is my number one, and all you fucks are probably not going to agree with this, but that's what I'm going to talk about for just a tiny bit here. Far Cry 4.
No. One. No.
He's allowed to have it as his game of the year, Jeff.
Game of the
We've
year.
Been through this before.
Yes. Okay.
And
just calm down, Jefe. Okay, just calm down, because for me, it's my number one game of the year. And it's tough. It's tough to say which one was better, 3 or 4. 3, I felt like I like Voss a lot. Like, he's a great villain. I'm going to go a little bit into spoilish territory here. It's not too bad, but like...
Please don't spoil it too bad, because...
Okay, you have a choice where or not...
Oh, right, he can't spoil
okay.
anything.
Well, you have a choice where or not you want to kill Pagan Min or not. It, at the end, like, you have a choice whether or not to kill him.
Yes. Okay.
And I killed him. And I was like, okay, that seems like the good choice. But then, like, I watched the other endings, and I felt regret. Like, I was like, I started to think about it. I'm like, this guy really, he didn't do anything wrong towards me the whole fucking time I was playing. He was doing wrong towards their people, but not towards me. And then I was backing that the chick because you're in the golden path, so you have to choose between the guy or the girl. And I was choosing Amita the whole time. And then I figure out at the end that she's fucking insane. She's an insane person, like just batshit crazy. And I actually killed her. I started killing her. It doesn't give you a choice. There's no cutscene afterwards. I was just like, fuck you. You have to die because you are batshit insane. And I'm like, oh my god, I played this game completely wrong. And I think that there's two qualities in a game that are really hard to get is grief, like actually feeling that emotion of grief in a game, and regret. And I think that Far Cry 4, towards the end, was able to make you feel that. Like, I felt regret towards the decisions that I made. And because of that, I felt it was a complete, like, it was a great game. It felt very complete. Like, I just had a ton of fun with it. And yes, it might be just, like, pretty much it feels like an expansion to Far Cry 3, but it found a formula that worked for it. And that's why, for me, it was my game of the year.
I think that sounds like a perfectly good reason to have a game of the year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're justified, Fozzie. I give you justification. Well,
thank you. Sounds like that Tony justification. I feel good at that.
Don, tell us Destiny is your game of the year.
It is.
Now this is not justified. I don't care what you say after. Fozzie was very eloquent. You can say whatever you want to say. I'm going to say, Don, shut up.
All right. Well, I'm going to say it anyway, even though you're going to tell me shut up. So I've spent approximately 160 hours. I just looked at my character playing Destiny this since it launched in what, August?
September. And, September 9th.
September. Okay.
Yeah, early.
Which makes it even worse.
Yeah, it does. It's horrible. Now, the reason it's my game of the year is the company that I've had. I enjoy the gameplay. I really do. I enjoy playing it by myself. I play it probably about 35 to 40% by myself. 65% with my friends back home in Oklahoma. So the time that we're just goofing off and having fun, like patrolling, doing whatever stupid shit we have to do to get our stupid shit, to level up our stupid shit, you know, the grind is ridiculous. We all know that. But, you know, there's times where we're just running around doing our normal crap, and then there's times where we're actually, like, doing, like, the weekly Nightfall, or, and this is the part you guys all said, you know, hey, you have to be a certain level to hit that. You know, that I agree. But once you get to that part, and if you can stand to get to that part, and I could, once you get to that part, the fun that we have, like the times that I've been on the edge of my seat, like trying to get through a hard strike or something with my friends, has far outweighed everything else I've played this year. Those little moments, and then just the bonding that I've gotten to do with, you know, my best friend back home, my other good friend back home, things like that. You know, it's you know, Tony and everyone here says it. You know, playing with other people is always more fun than playing by yourself. So that's a big reason why it's my number one. So
fine,
Fair enough.
Was that?
It can be your number one if you want.
was it like sexual?
What? It could have been.
Spent the entire time playing Destiny fantasizing about you, Jeff.
Yes, naked.
What the fuck?
wait. How did we get on this?
I don't know who brought that up.
Was it Circle?
Jeff.
I need more alcohol.
Jesus.
So scared. I need an adult.
Yes, we do. We need lots of adults.
Oh boy.
Mine is Titanfall.
No.
Great choice. Great choice.
It is
problems.
I'll say this: the game I played most was Destiny.
Really?
I can't explain why.
I don't either.
But
the funny thing is, it's not in your top 10 at all. Even though you played it the most, I find that a little confusing, buddy.
It actually ended up at number 19.
Oh, nice! No,
Jesus!
Wow.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but not like Titanfall. Like, it's just I jump into it and I would fall right into like the groove of playing that game, and everything about it was like every time I played it, I had fun.
Like butter.
Yeah, it was great. And then they added Frontier Defense, and that was just fantastic. So it was like, I don't feel like playing a competitive game right now, but I don't have to, because I could play this awesome game, which has awesome mechanics, and I could play it cooperatively, and we can work towards a goal. And that goal changes from map to map. Like, it's the same tower defense system, but because of the map structure, the way you have to defend it takes on a different kind of set. So I really just enjoy, like, and I still want to play it now. So we're, 9 months out from its release, and I still want to play it. They did a good job. Yeah,
that's impressive.
Right now.
Yeah. Let's do it. Close the podcast.
Tony,
we're out, guys.
Number one, Titanfall. It's got to be. It's the one game I play this year that I played obsessively. It's the one game I played where I was like, I want to play Titanfall all the time, and I don't want to play anything else, no matter what else I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that there was a large part of this year where there was nothing else to play, and that may have helped in that. But then I hopped into Titanfall. I had a couple guys over at my house a couple weeks ago, and they're like, "We want to see a game." And I'm like, "Oh, let's play Titanfall." And I showed it off to them, like, "Oh, this is awesome." And then I was like, "Yeah, it really is." And then I had to play more. It's just one of those games that it's fantastic no matter when you pick it up. It's just great.
And
so good.
I don't know if they have a very good matchmaking system or not, but I don't feel that my skill level drops off. Like, I always feel like a badass. Yeah, I always feel like I go in and I'm contributing to my team, as opposed to with Halo or Call of Duty or other shooters. Like, you build up your skill level as you're playing, and then you go away for a month and you come back and it's like, oh god, I am the worst player on the entire planet. I am so bad.
When did I become so bad?
Except you jump back into Titanfall, and maybe it's because the AI is there, so you're able to contribute and put up points, and you are able to build your skill level back up to where it was, but you never feel like you're not contributing, and that helps in allowing you to have a good time.
Even if you go like straight AI during Team Deathmatch, you could be one of the top players in your team.
Yeah.
And you're just going for minions. That's it. So, yeah, I agree with you. It's that's a good game. That's a good game.
Jeff, drop it on us.
My number one is Dragon Age Inquisition.
Yeah. We'll accept that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
No, I had a whole explanation why, but, like, basically...
But dragons, yeah.
Dragon. Never not dragons.
Not kills dragon in fucking game.
There's dragons. There is dragons.
There are dragons, yeah.
Okay. Anything Magic. Else?
Do I need to add more to that?
I don't know. Do you want to convince us, or do you just want to just give it up?
You don't need to convince us, Jeff. We will be talking more Dragon Age shortly.
Yeah, we're gonna be speaking much about this game.
Okay.
All right. So that is all of our personal top tens. Now we have to come up with like a collaborative top ten.
God,
I assume we already did that, right?
You need a shot before your top end, sir. Big time.
Jeff might want to take a shot, but I think we have I think we have 10 games here.
Oh, we do.
I mean, can I say real quick what I want to say about Dragon Age?
Sure.
You can.
I felt like there wasn't a big, deep RPG like that for this gen console until that. That's true. Like, I never had played those games before, so like there are things that are like probably unique to that series that I really liked about it. Anyway,
there's a lot new to that series that's different from the previous ones that improves upon.
Yes,
those games.
Yeah, the gameplay is actually fun.
Yeah,
that's one.
That's a good first step.
Yeah,
exactly.
They got the mechanics right.
They did.
I don't know. All right. What do you guys think? I'm looking over this list, and I see 10 games that have repeated consistently throughout.
This is what I want to say.
Where's the list?
Oh, well, I
think he's been listening to what we've been saying.
Yeah, I actually, if you want to take a look, I have added Cheat 2 in the Game of the Year kind of spreadsheet.
I can't see that.
I'm back there now.
Sorry, folks.
I just want to say, if I can have Far Cry 4 in the top 10 somewhere, I would be happy. And if it has to be in the lower tier, I understand because
number 10 done. Sold.
I can do number 10, but I do want to see it there because it's a quality game. It's a shame that more people didn't play it, but it should be there on the top 10 at least.
Like I said, this is the game like I wish I had played. Like I wish had time to hop there and play Far Cry 4.
I think that it would have to be at least in like the bottom 5 of the top 10, but I feel like it should be in the top 10 somewhere. It's a quality game. It didn't have many bugs, and that's something to say about this year.
All right. Are there any other games like that that we kind of want to make a special concession that we'd like to see specifically on the list? Like,
no. You know, I would... I don't know. Never mind.
I really wish... I mean,
do you want to put Destiny as, like,
Sin?
Number 9?
No, I mean, I think it should be lower than that. It should be in the top 10. It should sit at 10, in my opinion.
Wait, what should be at 10?
Destiny.
No, God, no.
But that's why I said, hold on, stop. That's why I said, well, you know what, never mind.
Because if you need my opinion on Destiny, I mean, there's an 1,800-word review on our website.
I remember. I read it.
I feel like if you want to put Divinity in there, I'm fine with that, but... I feel like Far Cry 4, more people have played Far Cry 3, and it's pretty much the same exact
thing.
So I feel like Far Cry 4 should be a little bit higher than Divinity, which none of us have played, besides you. Right? Or no?
No, nobody else has played Divinity.
No.
Okay.
All right, so before we get into like dropping Far Cry 4 into the 10 slot...
Yeah.
Out of our like the 50 games we just kind of went over,
right?
We came up with exactly 10 that repeated on the list.
Okay.
Those are Dragon Age, which I think that has to be on our top 10.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes.
Mario Kart repeated multiple times.
Yes.
Sunset Overdrive repeated twice.
I will fight that. But we'll go with that.
Oh well, I mean, I'm just saying these repeated. These were on personal top ten lists. They repeated. Like I'm not saying that they belong there. I'm just saying that these are the games that repeated.
Okay.
Super Smash Brothers. Super Smash Brothers for Wii U repeated twice, and then Don mentioned Super Smash Brothers for 3DS.
Yeah, I think it
I'd
should be
okay
for
with
Wii
joining
U
them
slash
together.
3DS. Yeah, I
like
think
it,
we should
it,
combine
if,
it.
If you got, we just Ooh. Call it Super Smash Brothers.
Right.
Well, then we'll throw in Far Cry over there and make it happen.
So we'll just call this Super Smash Brothers. Anyway, Call of Duty repeated.
Yeah, bitch.
Multiple times. Titanfall repeated multiple times.
Game of the Year.
Oh. Forza Horizon 2 repeated multiple times. Diablo 3 repeated. Shadow of Mordor and South Park repeated.
And that's all. That's 10 games right there.
What about in the isolation?
Okay, so if you combine the Smashes, then you have 9 games. Add Far Cry 4.
If we combine the Smashes,
Smash is game of the year, right?
No.
Yeah, because it has 3 votes. Oh, so does Titanfall.
No, it should have been.
No one else.
Just wait a second.
Far Cry 4 in the top 10. That's crazy talk.
Dragon Age.
Shut up, Dragon Age is going to be up there. Okay, so just calm down.
Dragon Age is not like I am willing to lock in Dragon Age on the top 10. Is everybody okay with that?
Okay, good.
Can we stop talking about Dragon Age, Jeff? Good.
All right. Just for a minute. Yes.
Like
Dragon Age.
That's a top 5 game for sure.
I'm kind of okay with like cutting Sunset Overdrive to allow Fozzie to put Far Cry on there.
Yeah. Hafe?
Jeff, do you have a major objection to that? Or?
You like Far Cry 3, so just shut your face.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Of course I am.
What are we deciding here?
We're cutting Sunset Overdrive.
With a bulk 10, not a rank 10, just a bulk 10.
Oh, God. Yeah. How long? Yeah, okay, sure.
Okay. Is there anything else that maybe out of those games that repeated that we should cut to replace with something else?
Well, keep going down the list.
That was everything. So Dragon Age is locked. We just said we'll replace Sunset on the repeat list, and we'll lock in Far Cry, Mario Kart, Super Smash Brothers, Call of Duty, Titanfall, Forza Horizon 2, Diablo 3, Middle Earth. Shadow of Mordor and South Park: The Stick of Truth.
Okay.
I want inside me right now.
I think the bottom
one,
three.
That was 10 games.
I want the Stick of Truth inside of me.
wait, what?
Did you even have that in your top 10?
No, I just wanted a Stick of Truth inside me. Like, I'm not talking about video games. I'm just talking about life.
He wants the Stick of Truth.
God. Damn it, FA, we need you for like another hour, and then you're free to do what you post.
Oh boy,
an hour or less.
We're fucked.
Yeah.
Oh shit. All right, so Far Cry 4 is number 10. That's agreed, right?
Okay.
Tony,
I'm happy with that.
Let's get the brass tacks.
At least being in the top 10.
Tony, you're good with Far Cry 4 10.
Tony.
He's asleep.
Okay.
All right. I think Tony was.
Guys, can you hear me now?
Yes.
I agree with that. Yes.
Okay. All right. So Far Cry 4 is locked in.
I'm happy with that. It should be much higher, but I'm happy at it being 10. I'm making sacrifices now early, so you fuckers know that.
It was only on one list, sir. So.
Listen, it was my number one, though. That should prop it up, baby. Anywho. All
right. So we're locking in Dragon Age. Out of these other 8 games that were repeated, is there anything that you think we should replace with something else?
No.
I think that's a solid list.
So we're good with this.
I think we have it down. I think we're down.
We're not adding Destiny. We're not adding anything else.
Here is our 10. Far Cry is at 10, and here is an unranked 9 that we have to kind of rank. Dragon Age, Mario Kart, Smash, Call of Duty, Titanfall, Forza, Diablo, Middle Earth, and South Park.
Sure.
Let's rank them.
I'm pretty happy that list. Mine's... Okay, I'm going to throw down Forza as number 9. Because...
I agree with that.
Okay.
Just... for numerous reasons. I mean, I'm sure it's a great racing game. I'm sure it's the best racing game out there, but disagreements? Anyone?
No. Well, yeah, I disagree that it's the best racing game, but we have another racing game on this list, which is better, so.
Oh yeah,
obviously Mario. Going to rank higher. So.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right.
Realistic or at least realistic, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I say we roll Middle Earth next. Number 8.
That's insanity. I refuse. I disagree with that completely.
Your vision of America is dark.
All right, well, counter that. Like, give us something else to drop in there.
I would say, let's see, we're down to the nitty gritty. I would throw
Smash.
Tough. Hold on, three.
What about Smash? We trying to do
Smash. Drop Smash in at 8.
Yes. Done.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with
what
that.
What are we doing to Smash?
We're dropping it in at 8.
It's in there? Locked in?
It is locked in.
I accept this.
Okay.
Don, do you have any, like, big... It's the highest on your list.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right, let's see.
I'll pick my battles.
Okay.
Of course, we're all going to let him go early, right?
For 7, I'm going to put your Call of Duty or South Park. That's
Call of Duty, not South Park.
South Park.
Okay.
I think Call of Duty's higher.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. I would say South Park at 7 then. All opposed?
I oppose. I do.
All right, well, come up with another suggestion that's not Call of Duty.
Mario Kart 8 at number 7.
I can go with that. I can go with that. I agree. All opposed?
I'm against that.
Okay, he's against that. Well, shit. How about a different game?
I think Call of Duty and Mario Kart are both better than South Park.
Okay, so
now
we're
in. I think Diablo is higher. I think Diablo is top 5.
It is a top 5.
So I say South Park at 7. Who South else Park agrees, though?
All right. South Park at 7, as long as we're agreed that Diablo is in the top 5.
Sure.
I think the fact that it's been, like, a solid number 2 in our power rankings all year long.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short time.
So South Park at 7.
Are you alive?
Hefe didn't play South Park, did he? Oh, he did.
He did.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's dead. Right. Well, it doesn't matter. Dead men don't get a vote.
No, he doesn't. I would say Advanced Warfare at 6. That's just me. Just throwing it out there. I would like to hear anyone that's opposed to that.
I would say Middle Earth, but that's me. Just based on, like, collaboratively, Middle Earth was really played good. By less people. Here and Call
did you
Duty
not play the Nemesis system? Did you bastards not play the Nemesis system?
Oh, Metal Earth is so good.
I made a choice to play more Dragon Age over Middle Earth. Like, I mean, I had
you shouldn't. That was a bad choice. Terrible choice. Oh, Hefe's alive. Hello.
I don't know. You have Dragon Age and Middle Earth, like, 3 and 4. So, like, how bad of a choice was it to go, like, I want to play this game you have at 4 instead of the game you have at 3?
But the thing is that you've played Dragon Age before. You haven't played Shadow of Mordor. It's a unique experience. God damn it.
That's true.
Is it
that unique, though? It's the best.
No. It is.
Tony described it as the best Assassin's Creed game.
It's an awesome Assassin's Creed game. But I would also say that it's the best Assassin's Creed game this year. I wouldn't say it's the best Assassin's Creed game, if that means anything to you.
That's sure.
All right. That means Shadow out of my top 5.
That means it's at 6.
Like, there, it's a great game, don't get me wrong, but the world is so harsh against you, and there's nothing to build to. Like, you don't have that element where you have, like, this little village to build up or these, like, things to unlock. That doesn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like Far Cry where you had, like, you had outposts you had to liberate. Like, there's nothing like that in Shadow. Okay. I'll take Shadow at 6.
Shadow Mordor at 6, Call of Duty at 5.
Mm-hmm.
I can go with that. I can fuck with that. Oh, yeah.
I'm glad you can fuck with that.
Yeah.
Fuck with whatever you want.
Right.
Okay, everyone. Fuck.
Mount your friends, whatever you want to do.
You can fuck if you want to.
All right, we got 4 games left here. Wow, this is not as contentious as I was expecting.
Well,
it's about to get rough.
No.
Hold
hands.
Can I just say, like, fuck you?
Close your eyes. Hold hands.
He's not going
to
remember.
What do we got for the 4 left? I need to hear these. All
right. It's Dragon Age, Mario Kart, Titanfall, and Diablo. I think...
That's a really good 4.
Mario Kart
at 4.
Mario Kart.
I mean,
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's like I'd like it higher, but we can't go much higher than that. Like it's Jeff and I are the champions for it, right. So.
Yeah,
I think Mario Kart at 4 is pretty fucking awesome. So.
Yeah, and a Nintendo game in the top 5. All right.
Diablo 3 at 3?
Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
Oh, all right,
so these two are going to get feisty.
This is where it's
going to
get fun.
This is where it's going to get good. I'm going to get some more drink in me. You fuckers.
Excuse me.
We're doing Titanfall number one.
You should be saying that right
now.
All
right, so here's my argument against Dragon Age.
Yeah, yeah.
Being our game of the year. How many of you have played more than 25% of it?
Ooh.
I played at least 10 hours of it.
How many?
That's probably like...
That's yeah, 10 hours is not more than 25% of it.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Well, that's one of the reasons that it should be Game of the Year.
No.
Thank you for my pot.
So,
all right, no, that's a legitimate argument.
Because I put 60 hours into Titanfall before the month of May. Like, you know...
There were three reasons I bought an Xbox One this year. One was to play with you guys. Two... was to play with my friends back home.
Oh.
Three was Titanfall. Titanfall was the system seller software.
And the triple S, if you will.
It is when Jeff bought his system.
Nah.
It is.
And he spends more time playing the Wii U.
That's true.
I do.
But he did buy his Xbox.
I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm just saying.
I'm going to throw it out there, like, Dragon Age is great. It's a good game.
It's a good game.
Like, Titanfall is just, it's one of those games where you can always come back to.
Oh my god.
Always. Like, Dragon Age, you might, there's just too much to do in that fucking, like it's more than Skyrim. Like, Skyrim had a good balance there, but for Dragon Age, I kind of felt always that there's just way too much to do, and I couldn't focus on passing on to the story, and then the story gets, you know, just...
I love bringing up the fucking map, the quest map in that, and there's just diamonds.
Oh my god.
Everywhere. So I have 9,000 open quests.
And then I'm scanning them, like, okay, I got, like, 22 shards, like, holy shit, like, good lord, who has time for all this? Like, and then you have to claim everything, and then you have to go to all these camps, and then the map is really weird. I don't know, like, if I can go to this camp, and then it's like, oh, this door's locked to get to this camp, I can't go there now, or, oh, there's, like, level 15 guys, I'm level 8, that's blocking this camp, where I can go to this different camp, and there's only, like, level 6 guys. Like, there's no balance to this game, there's nothing going on, it's just the fucking Wild Wild West. You're just heading one way, and you're just praying that you can go that way, and you can actually get to your objective.
But damn it, you have fun while going there.
You do. Yeah. But, Dragon Age
number 2 is a great, solid... That's a good deal.
I'm not hating at number 2. I just think that Titanfall is a better game.
It is. That's what I'm thinking.
I agree.
Hefe, you're going to have to
Titanfall was a genre-breaking...
I don't give a fuck, honestly. Go for it.
Game.
Yeah! Give up! Wait, give up!
Hey. No, I
get all that all man all a beer.
I gave up before it began because I knew there was nothing that amazing this year, and you guys were all going to jerk off to your circle jerk, bro.
The sad thing, Hefe, is that if you played the Frontier Defense and you played
I played that game. I liked it. Like, I just didn't play it. I never got into it enough, and I was just there's new games coming out. I might get down the road. There might be kids out there playing it a year from now. You never know.
Game of the year again? Was it Dragon Age?
He did have Dragon Age, yeah.
It got number 2, so you should still be happy. Mine barely cracked the top 10. I had to do some fucking...
I think if more people played Wolfenstein, things might have been a little different. I think Wolfenstein got a little overlooked a little bit.
Oh, fucking no.
I think you were...
No, it didn't.
Start.
Wolfenstein is exactly the kind of game that I think is going to be.
Alright,
who beat it here?
Who beat it?
You're the only one who's like, I think this game is so good.
Who beat Far Cry 4 here? Who beat just me?
Okay.
I I beat Far Cry 4. I saw the credits in that fucking game. I played it for 15 minutes, but I beat that game.
Yeah.
Oh, you played the 15-minute version. Yeah, Get the hell out of here with that.
I saw the... No, and I liked what
and
I played.
That's what's so great about it. It's like, it had the alternative version. If you sat there, you beat it. That was it. Yep. You just had to listen to Pink and Min the whole time, and it would have been a happy ending. The best ending.
Yeah, it was actually the
The
ending that you described was tragic. Like,
yeah, like, mine was terrible. Like,
not happy.
The ending I got was like, "Hey, that's pretty cool."
Yeah, and like, "Hey, let's go blow some shove." I'm like, "Hey, fuck yeah!" I'm here and fucking, you know, just hanging out. Why? Might as well. But fucking mine. So, I just spent 25 hours for that shitty ass ending.
Jeff, are you sure you don't want to make a hard push here?
You can push me, Hefe. You can push.
Obviously not for Titanfall. Like, do you want to make a hard push for Dragon Age? Like,
no, I don't give a fuck. My opinion is Dragon Age is probably the best. But if you guys are all gung ho about it, I don't give a fuck. I really don't care because I don't think any game this year.
Well,
even Dragon Age, as much as I love it, I don't think it's like essential. You know,
I disagree. I think Titanfall is that game. I think it was one of those rare games that you're like, oh, everyone has to try this, or you're missing out on something huge.
Right.
No,
Whereas Dragon Age is it's a great RPG, and it's fine, but...
It's great.
I've played lots of RPGs, and this doesn't, like, break the mold on any of them.
I don't think either of them really do either of that. I mean, whatever. Oh, my God, they came up with, like, the fact that you could call down giant robots.
Xbox, record that.
First off, like, that giant robot thing is a big deal. Like, that completely changes everything. Like, there's
it's a great idea. It's fun.
But
Game of the Year, though, you guys might be serious about Game of the Year. Go for it. I don't care. Go for it.
Hey.
I think the decision is made at this point.
Why is he going to be so mad?
You calm down there, sir, but listen.
I don't know if Jeff's even so mad. He seems angry at the year. Like,
right.
There wasn't something better for him to go. I wanted to argue with you motherfuckers,
no,
but there just wasn't anything.
I will say,
pick whatever stupid game you guys wanted, and I'd be like, all right, you know what? You know, I don't care enough about anything else that I played that, you know, I'll get mad about. I'd be like, all right, go.
In Jeff's defense, I don't think there was a single game out this year where I was like, I'm willing to lose sleep for this game.
Mm. I don't want to go to bed.
I have to be up for work at 6 o'clock and it's midnight and I'm like, well, I want to play more. Sorry.
I've done that twice, Titanfall and Destiny. So.
Well, one of those games we
Shut up. I've already bowed out of the Destiny. It's all good. It's all good.
Hefe. Game of Thrones 2015. Let's get that bandwagon rolling, baby. All the way.
Okay. You guys really need to play Tales from the Borderlands.
I got downloads still. Yeah, I have to go.
It's a better episode than Game of Thrones.
I need to play Wolf Among Us.
Oh, you need to play Wolf Among Us because that has better episodes than Game of Thrones, too. And I think Game of Thrones was a really good episode, but the Wolf Among Us was fantastic.
Tale for Borderlands,
it's good,
right?
Man.
It's so surprising, yeah.
I don't like Borderlands. I don't like it.
Neither do I.
I do.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't like Borderlands either. I'm interested to see like what's cool about this.
It's just so much fun. Like, right. It's just an enjoyable, like, comedic experience.
No.
But yeah, that's next year.
Next year.
Next year, Tony will be like, no, yay. Not again.
Next year, I'll be like, Hearts of Iron 4, yeah.
Next year I'll be like, the new Metroid from Nintendo. Wait, no, I won't.
All right, so Captain Toad Treasure Tracker wins this year's Game of the Year. Thank you all for joining us.
No.
I thought I'd slip that in.
Is Zelda slated to come out next year?
Zelda is next year. There's a lot of, like, big games.
Excited. Yeah, I think next year's going to be a good year. Good
Star Wars Battlefront supposed to come out.
Oh,
Halo 5, which Don will hate.
Sure.
Maybe not.
Of course,
I might not. Who knows?
Well, but your problem with Halo the Master Chief Collection was kind of that, like, you thought you were playing against people that kind of knew everything, right? Like,
well, yeah, man. Like, everybody knows that game in and out, and I'm jumping into it. And...
But you're going to get into the beta, and you're going to get good. So good.
The beta starts, what, this weekend,
and
right?
I mean, Halo 1.
Next weekend.
Next weekend.
I don't like Halo 1 at all. Halo 2 was a little better, and I haven't played Halo 3 or 4 yet. But
they're the ones I actually like.
Okay, well...
Four's good. So,
I played a little bit of Reach. 2.
Yeah, Reach was excellent.
Reach should have been in this damn package.
I know. I wanted to play Reach. Right? Actually, ODST was the first Halo game I was actually interested in playing.
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Well, that was after 3, I think, right?
ODST was good, too.
I mean, I could see why. Like, if you're not interested in, like, the Master Chief stuff, like, Halo ODST was, like, a side story that didn't involve him. And
well, it wasn't anything to do against Master Chief. It was just, it was the first one that caught my eye and interested me. And then Halo 4 did too, and Reach did too. So, I mean, it was everything ODST forward was what kind of got me kind of interested.
Maybe from the multiplayer side, you jumping in at the ground floor with Halo 5 with everybody else will.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't hate it.
But maybe the story will be good. Like, I actually like the narrative to Halo. I don't really like the game. Never mind.
How dare you?
Just never mind. Nope.
Yeah. Boo that man. Boo.
Yeah, I'm used to it. It's all
boo.
Good.
I mean, next year we have Quantum Break supposed to be coming out.
The Division. God,
the Division.
Galactic
yeah.
Civilization 3. I mean, come on, guys.
Look,
Galactic
I mean,
Civilization 3.
Everyone's going to hate on us.
Rainbow Six.
Titanfall Decision, but listen, it's a good game. Just deal with it. And Dragon Age
I don't think
number
it's
going to
be that common.
And
if you look at like other sites, I don't think Titanfall is going to come up that much in the Game of the Year awards.
It's
not, but Jeff, neither
well, because,
is...
Well, no, because people have the
Wolfenstein,
like,
so...
attention span of like...
I guarantee you Wolfenstein will be mentioned a lot. Maybe not win anything, but it'll be mentioned.
No.
It's not going to be mentioned.
Not more than
no one's going to remember except you.
It's a clean mention at all. Maybe like first person shooter.
I can't say I was surprised at GameSpot's Game of the Year choice, but because they kind of telegraphed it. But they went with Shadow of Mordor. It was kind of telegraphed, though. They were like, the Xbox One Game of the Year is Shadow of Mordor. The PS4 Game of the Year is Shadow of Mordor. Oh, the PC Game of the Year is Shadow of Mordor. Oh, I wonder what's going to fucking win your Game of the Year.
Like, Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. I guess that would have been the only thing that probably could have done it. That or
Nintendo game, right?
No one else here played Smash Bros. On the 3DS, right?
I played the demo.
Oh,
fuck. Played the demo too. Right?
I played a fuckload of that on Wii U, though, man. It's so good on Wii U. Get it?
Of course. No one's complaining.
Johnny.
When are you getting Pokemon? Don, when are you getting Pokemon?
Supposedly Christmas. We'll see.
Which Pokemon should I get?
I'm getting
Omega. They're the same. It doesn't matter which one you
get. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
No, I'm saying which one.
The new one.
Omega Red. Or Omega Ruby has Groudon.
The one just came out.
Oh, get XY.
I don't even remember which one I got. Okay, XY. I got Ruby or I got Sapphire. I got one.
You got
of the
Sapphire.
Two,
you told me it was Sapphire.
With XY, you get the starter Pokemon
Kyogre.
And you get the originals.
And what do you guys do? Trade your Pokemons?
Yeah. Well, you talk about like, oh, hey, I got to this route today. Oh, I'm using this guy and this guy and.
Yeah, everybody wants to know
fun,
who your
man.
Starter is. Come on.
Yeah, it's part of fun.
My son is weirdly into the card game now.
Oh, nice. My son collects a ton of cards. He doesn't actually play the card game per se, but he collects
I don't know that he plays it either. He just likes the cards and like talks about them with his friends.
Oh, I still do too, man. Oh, I don't talk about it with my friends, but I still like the cards.
We would talk about you if you did.
I'm sure you would. Okay.
All right. So let's recap this and then call it a year.
Done.
Yeah. I'm tired.
We'll come back. Yeah. No shit.
That's tired.
Don't worry, really? Half-day. It's only been an hour.
Oddly, this
podcast
is probably the least contentious game of the year countdown we've ever had.
It's still the worst.
Last year was pretty easy going. Last year was pretty easy going.
It was. I think there was a little more kind of disagreement on how we got to the final 10, but then once we got there, maybe. It gelled pretty quickly.
We're just getting older, and we're just sophisticated.
or maybe, Jeff and Tony said, like, this year just wasn't amazing for games.
I was really disappointed in this year until November. Like, November's the only month where I was like, okay, this is fine.
I enjoyed this year in gaming. Like, my top, if I look at my top 10, like,
I had fun.
I liked it a lot.
I had fun, but my top 10 from the last couple of years is much better.
I feel like there's a lot of surprises this year, and I think that,
there's not a single strategy game in my top 10. That makes me really sad.
That is kind of weird.
Tomb Raider came out this year, it still would have been our game of the year.
Probably.
Yeah.
The thing is, Tony, you could still be.
That's a little bit sad. Games from like Tomb Raider 4 years ago
and still be like playing.
Tomb Raider came out what, March of 2013.
Yeah.
So for that to like my thought is that would still be the best. Short. I'm not selling it short. I'm just saying that like that kind of is indicative of you know where we're at right now is that nothing has kind of topped that in.
I'm fine with that.
2 years. I mean, it's a really good game. Yeah. Oh, and Tomb Raider coming this year, too.
Yeah, only the Xbox One, too, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
See ya.
Good choice by all of us.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you for convincing me. Jeez.
All right, so here are our top 10.
Destiny.
Final top 10. No. If you want, we'll you can imagine that it's at 11. We won't actually put it there. But
there we go. That's perfect. Thank you. I'll take it.
Is like right off the list, along with 62 other games. Far Cry 4 at number 10. Forza Horizon 2 at number 9. Super Smash Bros. For Wii U and 3DS at number 8. South Park The Stick of Truth at 7. Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor at 6. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare at 5. Mario Kart 8 at 4. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls at 3, Dragon Age Inquisition at 2, and our 2014 Game of the Year is, with objection from Jeff, Titanfall.
Nope.
But there wasn't much objection. He didn't make a fight against
Sorry, Jefe.
He did say, do whatever you want.
Nah.
That's true. I say history will judge you.
Very hostile. Very hostile.
History will judge us, and this decision means absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. So it was just a fun exercise in stupidity. So
yeah,
Titanfall game of the year.
Perfect.
I think
yes.
Starting next year, I think we're gonna make a couple changes to how we do game of the month.
Interesting.
No. Chris and I have been fighting about it.
Changes.
I don't think it was a fight. I mean, we came up with an idea that we think might work a little bit better than our blunt. This is the game of the month. Each of us is going to pick a game of the month, and that will be our game of the month.
Oh, perfect! So, I like that.
Yeah, that makes
we will be able
sense.
To represent all of us and give our own.
Solid. So we all have pretty varying tastes,
right? Like I mean.
Gonna be the ones we kind of agree on, but for the most part, we kind of have our.
I think this gives Jeff the chance to go. Wolfenstein is the game of the month, and then the rest of us are like,
"You hear that, Jefe? You get Wolfenstein in there, buddy."
or Bloodborne or whatever, you know, like whatever his fancy is that week.
The day he happens to sit down to do it.
I'll give Jeff this. He's stuck with Wolfenstein for like
six months.
So
yeah, and Dragon Age was a great game to top it, but you know, he's stuck with it.
Jeff was a loyal champion for Wolfenstein. I'll give him that.
Too loyal, in fact.
Possibly.
Yeah, he's all right.
All right. it was. That was scary.
Oh, I got pizza.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got pizza.
Yeah.
Is there anything that we should be playing while we're on break?
Pokemon.
I got so much stuff to play. I just got my copy of the new Pokemon arrived today.
Nice. Oh, it actually arrived today, so you started.
I haven't started anything yet.
Alright, cool.
I'm trying to decide whether I want to just start playing it or, like, give it to my son on Christmas or whatever.
Are you going to start playing it?
Not bad
give it to him?
Yeah, so he would flip out if he got that on Christmas, so I think I might do that.
Nice.
Because I have so many other things to play anyway, it doesn't really matter. Plus, the Steam sale's going on. Like, I bought...
Oh, shit, don't tell me that. Please don't tell me
a bunch of stuff
that.
Already. So.
My buddy at work is trying to convince me to build, like, a awesome PC for, like, $700-$900.
Don't listen to him. You just bought a laptop. You don't need that.
No. It would be pretty sweet.
I keep trying to convince people at work to buy Xbox Ones, though. I'm a horrible person.
Dude, and there were some great sales over this holiday. So.
Right. I'm like, you guys got to get in now. It's like $325 to hop in and you get a console and a game.
Yeah.
And they're all like, stop it.
I was trying to get my brother-in-law to do it. Like, he wanted to do it. My sister was all against it, so I don't know what happened. I don't know what the ultimate result was. I'm guessing it was not good.
Your sister probably won.
Yeah, probably.
They usually do.
Like, the best way, like, I mean, my wife didn't say anything when I got my Xbox One, but that was because I saved up the money for, like, half a year. I'm like, I'm getting this when it comes out. I'm going to have the money when it comes out. Doesn't matter.
And she's like, okay. Yeah, my wife bought me my birthday, so... She completely surprised me as mine, so
yeah.
I got lucky.
Yeah, your wife's pretty awesome. My wife is awesome, too, but your wife is awesome towards games.
Yeah.
All right.
I actually
convinced
my friend... Oh, yeah, okay.
No, go. You got any more awesome...
I convinced my friend. I spent a whole day. I was off work, and I was texting my friend all day long. He had a PlayStation 4. He bought it at launch. And sometime... over the summer, I don't remember when, it was around the Destiny time. He'd played the beta, I'd played the beta. It was right before Destiny launch, actually. I convinced him to take his PlayStation 4, all of his games, his controllers, everything for the PlayStation 4, and trade it in for Xbox One and Destiny.
That's just evil.
It is. But we played it a ton, so he's one of the guys I play with regularly. So. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. He traded in like 4 or 5 games, his PlayStation 4, and a couple of controllers, headset, all that shit.
Wow. And,
yeah. I'm a great salesman, what can I say?
Evidently.
He's like, man, I don't have anybody to play Destiny with on whenever I get it on PlayStation 4. I'm like, well, that's why you take all your shit and you trade it in, and you can play with me and Josh, or one of our mutual friends. He's like, yeah, that's pretty tempting. And then a little later in the day, I'm like, dude, it's going to be... I'm pretty sure you get a pretty good return on all that shit. And he turned around and called them and checked. He's like, yeah, man, it wouldn't be a bad turnaround. So he did it the next day.
Gotcha.
Fozzie, did Hobby and his girlfriend get you a Destiny on the PS4?
They didn't.
I saw them trying to put together a fund
not everyone would have to pay for that. Like, I'm not going to pay for the expansion. I am not putting a single fucking cent to that game any further than so, like, if they want me to play with them, that's cool, but it's not happening unless, like, it is, fully
buy it for you.
Game plus expansion, okay? Let's stop the bullshit there. So, yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with them not chipping in, though.
Don, we should do the Vault of Glass at some point after
I know
29 or 30.
Oh, we're fine on level. We just gotta get enough people. That's where it comes down to.
I'm 22. I'm going to contribute so much.
Get about 6 more levels, and we'll talk.
And they'll let you in. So that'll only take you another like 8 hours.
I was about to say it's gonna be about 2 weeks of grinding nonstop. That's all you can play is Destiny for 2 weeks.
Oh my!
That
sounds awesome.
Remind me why you wanted this as your game of year. I mean, honestly,
because I love
the grind.
Right, I love grinding. Actually, like that's
my
Pokemon. Like, dude. All
right, still down there.
RPGs in general.
What's funny is Don is he plays Destiny a lot, but not enough that the nasty changes that they made to. Screw over the long-term players actually hurt him.
Yeah, I'm like right under that threshold, So there's a lot of people pissed off, and I'm like right under that. I'm like, eh, it's fine.
Doesn't bother me.
I don't play the raids. I don't get off on sitting down for 2 to 5 hour sessions of not being able to be interrupted for something. I love the strikes. Don't get me wrong. Love the strikes, but
it's hard to get into that kind of session when you have kids.
It is. Yeah. It really is. Even at nighttime,
one of them wakes up. Something happens.
It's done.
Crying, and you're like, oh. I gotta go. Sorry, guys. That's why Titanfall is so nice. You're like, oh, the games are only like 10 minutes long.
Yeah.
You can cry for another 10 minutes. Go ahead.
You're fine. Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah,
it'll grow back. Don't worry.
Even the Frontier Defense stuff is only like 20-25 minutes. Like, it's never like, oh, I gotta sit down for 3 hours to run this raid. Like,
yeah, no breaks, no pee breaks. No, nothing, man. It's just that's it.
Oh, Destiny is the game that shows that Bungie forgot how console gamers play games.
Yeah.
Go back to your
PC. I still love it though. It's fun.
Destiny.
All right. Well, we will be back. It is already next year because you're listening to this on the 2nd. But for us, it's 2 weeks in the past. So we'll be back next year, I guess.
Hello.
Fozzie, say happy new year.
Happy new year.